second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
今天我们阅读《博迦梵歌》第二章。
Arjuna and his confusion about whether or not he should fight in the battle.
这一章的一开始就揭示了 Arjuna 他对到底是作战还是不作战感到困惑迷茫。
And then Arjuna had the intelligence to surrender to Krishna.
Arjuna 有这样的智慧，他臣服了 Krishna.
And Krishna instructed him.
Krishna 训示他。
From verse 10 to verse 30, he instructed him in the science of the soul.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》的第二章的第十诗节到三十诗节训示了，向 Arjuna 训示了关于灵魂的知识。
Explaining clearly the difference between the body and the soul, matter and spirit.
解释了灵魂与物质的区别，解释了灵魂与物质躯体的区别，解释了灵与物的区别。
After explaining the eternal nature of the soul, then he explained how Arjuna could also enjoy by fighting.
在解释了灵魂的永恒性之后，他也告诉了 Arjuna 怎样在战争之后享受。
In the last class, we were hearing if Arjuna was to fight, then either he would be killed on the battlefield and go to heaven, or he would enjoy the heavenly, he would enjoy a kingdom here.
要么 Arjuna 在战场上得胜，享受他的王国，要么他暂时在沙场上。
Now we're going to begin today with text 39.
今天我们学习第二章的第三十九诗节开始。
And Krishna is going to explain another.Aspect.
Krishna 讲述了另一个方面。
He is going to explain about Buddhi Yoga.
他开始解释 Buddhi Yoga.
We will read the Sanskrit verse first.
现在我们开始读梵文。
Esha te bihita sankhye Buddhi Yoga twimam shinu Buddhiya yukto yaya partha karma bandham parashyasi.
译文至此，我通过分析性考察向你讲述了这门知识。现在你听我讲解没有业报的活动，推塔之子啊，你若以这样的知识活动，便可脱离活动的束缚。
Krishna is explaining. He said, "So far, I have given you this knowledge, which is explained to be Sankhya."
现在我向你讲述了这门知识，讲述了关于 Sankhya 的知识。
It's not exactly the same as the Sankhya Yoga taught by Kapila Muni.
他与 Krishna 讲述的这门 Sankhya 与 Kapila Muni 讲述的 Sankhya 知识不一样。
But it's the same goal and the same purpose.
但是他们的目标是一样的。
The word Sankhya, Prabhupada explains the meaning of the word Sankhya.
Prabhupada 解释到 Sankhya 的意思是
He said it refers to the philosophy which explains the real nature of the soul.
帕帕解释到 Sankhya 的意思是仔细地讲述关于灵魂的科学
So that has already been explained
所以这已经被解释了
But now Krishna says he wants to explain if Arjuna will work without trying to enjoy the results of his work He should do his work but not try to enjoy the result of his work
现在 Krishna 向 Arjuna 讲述了你应该去工作但是不要享受工作的结果
This is called Buddhi Yoga
这叫做 Buddhi Yoga
Buddhi Yoga can also be described as combination of karma and jnana Buddhi Yoga can be described as a combination of karma and jnana
Buddhi Yoga 也可以被解释为是 karma 和 yoga 的组合
In other words, you have some knowledge and you do your work also
也就是说你一边有知识一边工作
You do it for the satisfaction of Krishna
但是工作的目的是为了取悦 Krishna
So we should understand that's not an easy thing It's not easy
我们要应该知道这不是一件容易的事情、mm.
It's difficult
这是很难做到的
Because when we work we like to enjoy the result of our work
因为当我们工作的时候我们往往是享受工作的结果
We'll be hearing more about this today
今天我们要好好的听关于讲述这方面的知识
As we said, Krishna is explaining about Buddhi Yoga
也就是 Krishna 所解释的 Buddhi Yoga
Prabhupada often translates the word Buddhi Yoga as simply Bhakti Yoga
Prabhupada 经常解释 Buddhi Yoga 也就是像 Bhakti Yoga 一样
Yeah, he doesn't, Prabhupada doesn't make any distinction between the two.
所以帕帕没有把 Buddhi Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga 之间进行区分。
However, Buddhi Yoga is a little different from Bhakti Yoga.
然而 Buddhi Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga 之间有一点区别。
In the purport, Prabhupada explains where we can hear the meaning of Buddhi Yoga.
帕帕在要旨里解释了在哪里我们可以听到关于 Buddhi Yoga 的。
It will be explained later on in the 10th chapter, in the 10th verse.
佛家梵歌的第十章第十诗节 Krishna 会解释 Buddhi Yoga.
You hear the word Tesham Satita Yuktanam Vajitam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Anukampa Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam
第十章
Hayo Yenam upayanti te. Yeah, yes, this is the Bhagavad Gita, very famous verse.
这是博迦梵歌里面非常著名的一个诗节。
You can read this 译文。
译文第十章第十诗节译文：对于那些恒常以爱心侍奉我的人，我便赐给他们理解力，使他们能来到我跟前。
Krishna is explaining what is Buddhi Yoga.
Krishna 在这一诗节讲解了什么是 Buddhi Yoga.
It means you are working with love.
也就是说我们带怀着爱心去工作去活动
Everyone will work for some because they have some love for something or someone
也就是说在这个物质世界里每一个人对 每一件事情或者是某一个人会有爱心所以他为了这个人这件事情而去工作怀着爱心的去工作
Maybe your husband is working to maintain the family
可能你的丈夫为了维系家庭养家糊口而去工作
Or maybe you're working to maintain your family.
可能你自己去工作也是为了养家糊口，维系家庭。
They're working because they love their work.
因为有一些人他们工作就是因为出于爱而去工作的。
Like somebody may be a musician and they like music very much.
就像有一些音乐家，他们非常热爱他们的音乐。
They will take pleasure in playing music very nicely.
他们特别热爱的去创作音乐。
Nowadays, a lot of people, they love to play with computers.
现在有很多人都热衷于电脑。
They will have their job is just working all day with the computer.
有很多人他们的工作就是一天到晚坐在电脑前工作。
They love their machine.
他们喜欢他们的机器。
So Buddhi Yoga is working for Krishna.
所以 Buddhi Yoga 也就是说为 Krishna 而工作而活动。
In the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he communicates with that person.
在博迦梵歌里面 ，Krishna 说和这样的人交往。
Read that verse again.
第十章第十诗节，对于那些恒常以爱心侍奉我的人，我便赐给他们理解力，使他们能来到我跟前。
Krishna in the heart of the devotee speaks instructions to them.
Krishna 在奉献者的心里给予他们指示，给予他们教导。
But only to the person who is serving him with love.
但是 Krishna 只对那些为 Krishna 出于爱心而工作的而活动的人赐予这样的教导。
If somebody says Krishna spoke to them from the heart, they're not serving Krishna.
如果一个人他说 Krishna 在内心指导他自己，但是他却不为 Krishna 而工作的话，
then we don't believe that Krishna spoke to them.
那我们就不会相信这个人所说的话。
Krishna speaks to his devotees.
Krishna 会对他的奉献者说话。
When we have that love for Krishna, the more we have love for Krishna, the more Krishna instructs us from the heart.
如果一个人越爱 Krishna, 那么 Krishna 就会越在他的心中给他更多的指示，更多的指导。
But the instruction may also come from Krishna's devotees.
但是奉献者的这些指导也是来自于 Krishna 的奉献者。
Krishna may direct his devotee to instruct this person.
Krishna 可能会直接的去指导他的奉献者。
The spiritual master may give the instruction.
还有灵性导师会给奉献者指导。
It's the same as taking the instruction from the heart.
这是和灵性导师给奉献者的指导和 Krishna 在内心给奉献者指导是一样的。
Another way we can describe Buddhi Yoga is Niskam Karma Yoga.
另一个解释 Buddhi Yoga 的是。Niskam Karma Yoga.
Niskam Karma Yoga.
Niskam Karma Yoga.
Karma Yoga is practiced on two levels.
Karma Yoga 在两个层面上被得以执行。
Karma Yoga is performed either with attachment to the result or without attachment to the result.
他们 yoga 的执行方式要么是执着于活动的结果，要么是不依附活动的结果而活动。
And then above Nishkam Karma Yoga is Bhakti Yoga.
在 Karma Yoga 之上就是 Bhakti Yoga.
We should understand the difference between Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga.
我们必须要了解 Karma Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga 之间的区别。
Karma Yoga is where we're giving something to Krishna.
Karma Yoga 就是说我们向 Krishna 供奉一些东西。
But Bhakti Yoga is where we see that everything is Krishna's.
但是 Bhakti Yoga 是我们看到一切都和 Krishna 有关系。
We don't have anything to give to Krishna.
我们没有什么东西给予 Krishna 的。
It's all Krishna's.
所有的都是 Krishna 的。
So Bhakti Yoga is a higher level.
所以 Bhakti Yoga 在更高的层面上。
Here Krishna is explaining about Buddhi Yoga.
Krishna 在这里讲解的是 Buddhi Yoga.
And this whole section, which we'll read today, is all about Buddhi Yoga.
所讲解的所有的部分都是关于 Buddhi Yoga 的。
On Buddhi Yoga, we don't make any distinction between Buddhi Yoga and Bhakti Yoga.
我们并不对 Buddhi Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga 进行任何的区别。
It's all service for Krishna.
他们都是为 Krishna 而服务的。
We will go on to the next verse.
我们进行下一世界第二章的第四十世界
Niha bikrama na shosti pratyavayo na vidyate Swaupam api asya dharmasya Trayate mahatobayat
译文这样努力绝无损失沿此道路前进稍许也能保护人免于最危险的恐惧
So Krishna is explaining to Arjuna If you can just make a little progressin this effort of trying to work for Krishna without attachment to the result, then it can give you so much benefit.
Krishna 在此向 Arjuna 讲述，如果你沿此道路前进稍许的话，不依附结果的去活动，你就会从中得到很大的益处。
What danger can it save us from?
那么我们可以脱离怎么样的危险呢？
It will save us from the danger of coming back in the lower forms of life, such as an animal or a plant.
它可以保护我们免于进入动物般的生活例如那些动物般的生活
it will save us from falling into hell
它可以保护我们免于堕入地狱
because if we just even if we do only a little bit of devotional service it guarantees us a human life in the next birth
即使我们做稍许的奉献服务也会保证我们在下一生至少我们会得到一个人的投生到人的躯体里
Whatever devotional service we perform in this lifetime,
我们在这一生做了多少奉献服务？从哪个起点？那么下一世我们就会从这个起点继续从事奉献服务。
Prabhupada said, "Don't think you can escape from Krishna."
帕帕说，不要认为你可以逃离 Krishna.
People come to Krishna consciousness, and they will do some service for a little while, and then they go away.
有的时候人们来到 Krishna 知觉之中他们做一小点奉献服务然后就离开了
But they cannot escape Krishna forever
但他们不能永远地逃避 Krishna
Devotional service is continuous
奉献服务是会继续的
After some time they will come back again and continue devotional service
一段时间之后他们会再次回来重新开始奉献服务的
The example is Ajamil
这个例子就是 Ajamil
Ajamil in his youth was a brahmana and he was a very responsible, a dutiful person.
Ajamil 年轻的时候他是一位 brahmana, 他是一个非常负责任、responsible, 就是非常有责任感的人。
Yeah, he would worship Shaligram and do all the duties of a brahmana.
他会崇拜 Shaligram, 做一个 brahmana 的所有的职责。
But then somehow he contacted a low class woman and he became involved in many sinful activities
但不知怎的他接触了一个低流的女人于是便做出了许多的罪恶活动
he became overwhelmed by lust
他就受到色欲的征服
and he would drink and gamble and steal
他喝酒赌博偷盗
but Krishna inspired him to name his child Narayan
但 Krishna 在他的内心启发他让他给他的孩子取名叫 Narayan
and the result was that he again somehowHe was chanting the name of God, and eventually he came back again into the spiritual path.
而结果便是他唱诵了神的名字，并且最后走上了灵性的道路。
So we see even in our own experience, we see somehow sometimes people come to Krishna consciousness for some time.
即便从我们自己的经验当中，我们也可以看到，有的时候人们来 Krishna 知觉之中待一阵子。
And though they may go off for some time, for a long time.
他们可能会离开很长的时间。
But again, at some point they come back.
但仍然在某个时刻他们会再回来。
We saw examples of many Prabhupada disciples who came back in the final years of their life.
我们看到释迦牟尼有很多的门徒在他们生命最后几年的时候都回来了。
There was one devotee I knew. He was, as a young man, he was a nice devotee and he was distributing books.
有一个年轻人，他是一个很好的人，而且还在派发书籍。
But he had a habit of getting into crime.
但他有一个犯罪的习惯。
You know, he was connected with mafia and some underground gangsters.
他和黑手党以及一些地下的这些黑社会有关系。
And he got involved with them again.
他就再次跟他们搅和在一起。
He got in trouble with the police.
他跟警察有了麻烦。
But eventually he came back to Krishna consciousness.
但最终他又回到了 Krishna 知觉之中。
And he spent a few years just distributing Prabhupada's books.
他花了好几年的时间只是派发出了泡泡的书籍。
And one day while he was out distributing books, he gave up his body.
有一天他出去派书的时候放弃了他的躯体。
So that was a very glorious death.
这是一种非常荣耀的死亡。
We were hearing in the last class how glorious it is to die on the battlefield.
我们上一次课的时候已经听到过了，如果能在战场上死亡是多么有荣耀的一件事情。
And I was telling you how Prabhupada was askingTo Tamal Krishna Goswami, give me that benediction that I can die on the battlefield.
我还记得我跟你们说过，释迦牟尼向 Tamal Krishna Goswami 要这个祝福，给我你这个祝福，这样我可以战死在沙场上。
Srimad Bhagavatam says there are two glorious deaths.
Srimad Bhagavatam 提到有两种荣耀的死亡。
One is for the mystic yogi who gives up his body in meditation.
一种是对于那些玄秘的瑜伽士而言的，他们可以在冥想之中离开躯体。
And the other is to die on for a warrior to die on the battlefield.
另外一种就是对于一个战士来说，死在战场上。
So this is a devotee's dream also that he can also die on the battlefield, preaching Krishna consciousness.
这也是一个奉献者的梦想，那便是在传教 Krishna 知觉的过程中，死亡。
So the point is that devotional service will continue. That even if in this life we don't come back, in our next life we will again continue.
因此要点是奉献服务会一直继续下去的，即便此生不能够完成的话，下一世也会继续的。
And in the purport, Prabhupada quotes a very important, a very relevant verse in this regard.
在这方面，帕帕在这个诗节的要旨之中引用了一个相关的诗节。
If you take up Krishna consciousness but are not successful,
如果你开始从事 Krishna 知觉但却没有成功，
you don't lose any.
你不会失去什么。
Because you will, you, that whatever progress you made, you will continue from that point in the next life.
因为无论你取得什么样的进步，你都会在下一生的时候从那一点继续前进。
But whatever you have in this material world, you will have to leave all of that.
但无论你在这个物质世界里拥有什么，你都必须把它们留在这里。
You may be very famous, you cannot take that fame with you to the next life.
你可能非常的有名望，但你却不能把这种名誉带在你身边去下一世。
You have a nice apartment and many loving family members.
你有一个很好的公寓，有很多爱你的家人。
They have to leave all that with the body.
可是就像离开躯体的时候，你要离开你的躯体一样，你也要离开所有的这些东西。
Oh, you have a great education, you have so many qualifications.
或者你受过高深的教育，有许多的资格。
You have your PhD, you have so many certificates proving your education.
你有博士学位，有许多各种其他的文凭来证明你受过的教育。
But they're all finished with the body.
但他们会跟躯体一块完结的。
Whatever beauty you may have, that is also finished with the body.
无论你有什么样的美丽，那也会跟躯体一块完结的。
So the intelligent person does not simply absorb themselves in material endeavors.
因此一个有智性的人不会让自己沉迷在这些物质的努力之中。
But they will try to make a little advancement in Krishna consciousness.
他们会试着在 Krishna 知觉之中做出一点进步的。
So Krishna is explaining to Arjuna, try to make a little advancement in this. It will save you so much from so many dangers.
因此 Krishna 鼓励阿朱呢，只是努力试图做一小点进步，那么就可以保护你，可以免于所有的这些危险。
In Bhagavad Gita we know that if we have made only a little advancement, the next life we will take birth in a wealthy family.
我们从 Bhagavad Gita 中可以了解到，即便取得了一小点进步的话，下一世都可以出生在富贵的人家。
Or in a Brahmana family.
或者是出生在一个 Brahmana 的家庭里。
Where we have the opportunity to very quickly, very early in our life to continue Krishna consciousness.
在那里呢，你可以有非常便捷的条件，可以很快地具备 Krishna 知觉。
So children taking birth in devotee families are very fortunate.
所以在奉献者家族中出生的孩子非常的幸运。
Because from their very birth, they will be hearing about Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam.
因为他们从出生的一开始就可以聆听到跟 Krishna 有关的事情，荣耀 Krishna prasadam.
Even in the womb, they're hearing.
即便是在子宫里的时候，他们也在聆听。
We know that Prahlad Maharaj got all of his teachings while he was in the womb.
我们知道 Prahlad Maharaj 在子宫里的时候，他得到了所有的他的这些教导。
Just trying to make a little advancement in this path is so useful, so valuable for us.
只是在这条道路上取得一小点进步，对我们来说都是非常有用处、非常宝贵的。
This verse and the next verse both stress the importance of having faith in Krishna consciousness.
这个师节以及下一个师节全都强调要对 Krishna 有信心。
We have to have faith in these activities of devotional service.
我们应该对奉献服务的这些活动有信心。
Don't think any of these things which we're doing are a waste of time.
不要认为我们所做的任何的事情都是时间上的浪费。
Sometimes people will say to me that every day they sing the same songs in the temple.
有的时候人们对我说，哦，每天他们都在庙里唱同样的歌曲。
Well, every day we say the same things.
每天我们都说同样的事情。
But we should understand all of the things we do in devotional service of great spiritual power.
但我们应该明白到，在我们奉献服务之中做的所有的事情都有极大的灵性力量。
They're all in relation to Krishna.
他们都是和 Krishna 有关系的。
And they will purify us from all of the lust and dirty things in our heart.
他们会使我们得到净化，免除我们心中的所有的色欲以及肮脏的东西。
So we have to have faith in these activities.
因此我们必须对这些活动有信心。
This is also mentioned in the next verse.
这个在下一个世界中也得到了提及。
The next verse is also a very famous verse.
下一个世节也是非常著名的一个世节。
Text 41.
第四十一世节。
If some of you have the book, the Sanskrit book, we will read the Sanskrit. You can respond.
如果有人带了这个梵文的书的话，我们可以一起读这个梵文。
Because this is a very useful verse.
因为这是非常有用处的一个世节。
Text 41.
第四十一节。
Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Kurunandana
Ekeha Kurunandana
Bahushakahi Anantascha
Bahushakahi Anantascha
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
Again, Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Kuru Nandana
Ekeha Kuru Nandana
Vahushakahi Anantascha
Vahushakahi Anantascha
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Vayavasayatmika Buddhir
Ekeha Kuru Nandana
Ekeha Kuru Nandana
Bahushakahi Anantascha
Bahushakahi Anantascha
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
Buddhayo Vayavasayinam
四十一节在这条道路上的人意志坚定，目标专一。库卢族的宠儿啊，犹豫不决的人，其智慧如枝蔓丛生，多头乱序。
So this verse is of course is very important also for the Krishna conscious devotees.
这个世界对于 Krishna 知觉的奉献者而言也是非常重要的。
This verse inspired Srila Prabhupada.In taking up the instructions of his own guru.
这个师节激励 Srila Prabhupada 接受他自己 guru 的训示。
He was reading Bhagavad Gita and he was reading the purport by a great Acharya devotee, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
他在读 Bhagavad Gita, 而且他读到由一位伟大的 Vaishnava 的 Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti, 他写的评论。
And in his purport, he explained this verse as based on the importance of serving the order of the spiritual master.
而在他的要旨之中呢，他就把对灵性导师服务的重要性作为一个基础来写。
As Krishna describes in the verse, we have to do this service with vayavasai atmika buddhir, resolute determination.
就像 Krishna 在这个世界中提到的 vayasai atmika buddhir, 就是定慧。
Determination is described as being one-pointed, only one concern.
这种决心被描述为是指向一端的，也就是说只有一个要关心的事情。
The word is used ek eha.
用在这里的词是 ek eha.
Ek in India, in Hindi, in Sanskrit, ek means one.
Eka, 无论在印地语或者是在梵文之中都意思是一。
But bahot, if you go to Vrindavan, you hear bahot, it means many. Bahu sakha means many branches.
Bahot, 如果你去文达文的话，你就可以听见 bahot 就是很多的意思。Bahot sakha 意思就是多头乱绪，就是很多枝条的。
When the intelligence has as many, when you have many things in mind, then you're not fixed on any one thing.
当你的头脑里有很多事情的时候，你就不能专注在一件事情上。
So devotee has to be very resolute in purpose, one-pointed.
奉献者必须决心坚定，必须只有一个目标。
Direction should be towards Krishna and Krishna's.
而这个方向应该是朝着 Krishna 和对 Krishna 的服务。
And Krishna's service is.Understood by the instruction of the representative of Krishna.
对 Krishna 的服务的理解要通过 Krishna 的代表才能知道。
So you take the instruction from Krishna's representative and you dedicate our life to that instruction.
所以你从 Krishna 的代表那里得到训示，然后把你的一生都献给那个训示。
So Srila Prabhupada was reading this purport and he was inspired and remembering the instruction of his own guru.
当Srila Prabhupada在阅读这个要旨的时候，他就受到了启发，因此想起了他自己的 Guru 的训示。
And he remembered how much his Guru wanted him to preach Krishna consciousness and spread it all around the world.
他想起他的 Guru 是多么希望他去传播 Krishna 知觉，把它传遍全世界。
So although he was 70 years old, he got the determination to go off to America.
尽管他已经70岁了，但他仍然有决心要去美国。
So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada describes the meaning of faith.
在要旨之中，舍罗帕帕定义了信心。
As we said, both texts, text number 40 and 41, they're stressing the importance of having faith in the instructions and service of Krishna.
正如我们已经提到过的，在第四十节和第四十一节中都强调了对 Krishna 以及对 Krishna 的训示的这种信心的重要性。
Why should we have to have faith?
为什么我们应该有信心？
Because Krishna is asking us to work without being attached to the result.
因为 Krishna 要我们不依附活动结果的去活动。
Unless we have faith, we will not be able to do that.
除非我们有信心，否则便做不到那一点。
In the material world, nobody works without some result.
在物质世界里，如果没有结果的话，没有人会去工作的。
I remember when I first came to China, they used to talk about Li Feng.
我还记得当初我来中国的时候，人们常常谈论雷锋。
Used to hear about the great, you know, how what a nice, what a hard worker he was. He'd work for the country, do everything.
以前常常听到雷锋的名字，他有多么的伟大，他如何为了这个国家努力的工作，他是一个特别好的工人等等。
But where are the Li Fengs today?
但我们却是今天的雷锋。
Yeah, the mood has changed.
情感已经改变了。
Everybody is thinking, how much will you pay me? What's my salary? What kind of benefits you will give me?
每个人都在想着你给我多少钱，你给我的薪水是多少，我能够你能够给我多少好处。
The modern times, everybody is very materialistic and interested to enjoy the result of their work.
在现今的这个时代呢，每一个人都变得非常的具有物质主义的心态，而且他们都在试图享受他们工作的结果。
But actually, in Krishna consciousness, we like that Li Feng type of person. He should be a devotee of Krishna. Then his life is perfect.
可是在 Krishna 知觉之中，我们喜欢要有雷锋那样的奉献者。如果他是 Krishna 的奉献者的话，那他的生命就达到了完美。
Yeah, he is very near to being a devotee of Krishna.
他对于跟做 Krishna 的奉献者的这个地位已经非常接近了。
Because he is not interested to enjoy the result of his work.
因为他对于享受他工作的结果不感兴趣。
He is not selfish.
他不是自私的。
He is interested to benefit others.
他的兴趣在于使其他的人得到好处。
So Prabhupada explains about this. The principle of love, when you love someone, or you love someone if you love your country, just like Li Feng, you know, he didn't just say, I love my country and do nothing. He was very active.
帕帕强调了这一点，这个原则，比如说你爱某个人，就像雷锋，他爱他的国家，他并不会只是说我爱我的国家，然后什么事情也不做。
That love motivates us to do more activities, to take up more work.
这种爱会驱使我们做更多的事情，也就是说有了这个动机可以使我们做更多的工作。
But often in the material world, our love is disappointing.
可是在物质世界里爱却总是让人失望的。
You know, we give a lot of love to someone or something, but then, you know, our love is broken or fails.
有的时候我们给某一个人很多的爱，可是呢，我们的这个爱却最后破碎了，不能成功。
Not appreciated.
没有受到欣赏。
So Sanatana Goswami was appreciating the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Sanatana Goswami 在欣赏主 Chaitanya 的仁慈。
And he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, "It is by your mercy that I have given up Maya."
他对主 Chaitanya 说，借着您的仁慈，我放弃了 Maya。
And then he asked Lord Chaitanya, kindly tell me now, what is my duty?
然后接着他问主 Chaitanya, 请仁慈地告诉我我的职责是什么。
So Prabhupada explains like that. He says the devotee shouldn't think that now I'm a devotee, I'm just going to eat prasadam and sleep.
帕帕提到奉献者不应该认为啊，现在我是奉献者了，所以我就吃 prasadam 然后睡觉。
No, I don't want to do any work.
我什么工作也不想做。
Before they were devotee, they were working very hard.
在他们是奉献者之前，他们非常努力的工作。
But they think, I'll become a devotee, I'll give up all my responsibility.
但他们想着，一旦我成为奉献者，我就要放弃所有的责任。
Yeah, I'm not going to maintain my family anymore.
我不会再维系我的家庭了。
I just want to sit and take it easy.
我只想坐下来，享受这种闲适和安逸。
That is not Krishna consciousness.
那不是 Krishna 知觉。
Prabhupada says, becoming a devotee means to take 100 times more responsibility.
帕帕说，接受奉献服务，做奉献者，就意味着你承担起100倍的责任来。
That we have to take up much more, be much more active than we ever were.
我们要比以前就展示出前所未有的那种活跃性来。
But all of the activities are in the service of Krishna.
但所有的活动都是为 Krishna 而服务。
So Krishna consciousness is not for lazy.Not to encourage people to be lazy.
Krishna 知觉不是给懒人准备的，也不是鼓励人们变懒的。
And we see also Krishna encouraging Arjuna. He doesn't want Arjuna to just to sit back.
而且我们可以看到 Krishna 也在鼓励 Arjuna， 他不想让 Arjuna 往后一坐。
He's not saying, "Okay, Arjuna, now you're my disciple. I will do the work. I will fight. You just sit back."
他没有对 Arjuna 说，好 ，Arjuna， 你现在是我的门徒了，所以你就坐在这歇着，我去做所有的工作，我去打仗吧。
No, Arjuna has to do all the fighting.
不，阿朱呢要做所有的战事。
But Krishna is directing him.
但 Krishna 在指导他。
The meaning of faith is described here that simply by doing devotional service, you achieve everything.
信心的含义在这里得到了描述，仅仅是通过做奉献服务，你就可以获得所有的一切。
41。
为就 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中篇2262说。为 Krishna 做超然的爱心服务，同时也自动蕴含了做次要的活动。这坚定的信念对做奉献服务有利，称为定信。
He has no need to act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality.
当人在 Krishna 知觉中，信仰是对崇高事物毫不动摇的信念。履行 Krishna 知觉中的责任时，无需为世界的家庭传统、人类、国家履行义务。过去的行为无论好坏，都带来一定的反应结果。为这些反应结果继续活动，便是功利性活动。当人在 Krishna 知觉中醒觉过来时，便无需刻意追求好的活动的好结果。
Prabhupada is making the point here that in devotional service, we're not attached to results.
帕帕在这里指出，如果一个人做奉献服务，我们便不依附活动的结果。
The devotee is attached to the service in relation to Krishna.
奉献者依附的是跟 Krishna 有关系的服务。
He will do his best to serve Krishna. He will leave the results up to Krishna.
他会尽自己最大的努力去服务 Krishna， 而把这个结果留给 Krishna。
In the material world, we are very attached to being happy.
在物质世界里，我们非常依附快乐。
If we're not happy, then we really make a big fuss about it.
如果我们要是不快乐的话，我们真的就会特别烦恼。
Arjuna was also thinking he didn't want to fight. It was for his own sense gratification.
Arjuna 也说了，只是为了他的感官享乐，所以他也不想去打仗。
It wasn't the interest. His interest was not to serve Krishna.
他的兴趣不是说去为了服务 Krishna。
So fighting and not fighting, it was all based on sense gratification.
因此作战与不战都建立在感官享乐的基础之上。
But Krishna wants Arjuna to come to a higher consciousness.
但 Krishna 想让 Arjuna 提升到更高的知觉层面。
This is Bodhi Yoga.
这就是 Bodhi Yoga.
That he is working, but not attached to the result.
那便是工作，却不依附于工作的结果。
In order to do this, one has to be attached to Krishna.
为了做到这一点，一个人必须要依附 Krishna。
This is a test of our own Krishna consciousness.
这也是对我们自己 Krishna 知觉的一个考验。
Something goes wrong in our life, things don't work out the way we wanted them to. We feel very disappointed.
有的时候在生活之中呢，有些事情的发展并不像我们想象的那样，所以我们就感觉到非常的失望，非常的沮丧。
But a devotee is not disturbed by any success or failure.
可是一个奉献者却不会受到任何成功或者是失败的打扰。
He simply goes on with his duty.
他仅仅继续履行他的职责。
We saw Prabhupada's life. He went to America, and then all his things were stolen.
我们可以看到，舍勒帕帕去美国，从他的生活中就可以看到，当他去美国的时候，他所有的东西都被偷走了。
His manuscript for the Bhagavad Gita was even stolen.
他给这个巴格瓦吉特写的手稿甚至都被偷走了。
To do it all again.
他不得不重新从头再做一次。
But he continued.
可他继续了。
This is devotional service. That we will accept whatever difficulties come in our life.
这就是奉献服务。我们接受无论在我们生活之中出现的什么困难。
So this is the meaning of this Vayavasayatmika Bhuti.
这就是 Vayavasayatmika Bhuti 的含义。
We will serve Krishna with this determination.
我们要带着这种决心去服务 Krishna。四十一节要旨最后一段，然而整个过程都有赖于超越躯体概念的有关灵魂的完美的知识，这不只是在理论上，而是要落实到实际上来，这样便不再有在功利性活动中展示感官满足的机会了。心意不坚定，人便很容易被误引向种种功利性活动之中。
So Prabhupada is stressing that the process is not just theoretical, but you need to have also practicalrealization.
Prabhupada 强调，这个程序并不仅仅是理论上的，而是说你需要有实际的觉悟。
We may say, I know I'm not the body. I know I'm a soul. I'm a servant of Krishna.
我们可能可以说，我知道我不是这个躯体，我知道我是灵魂，我知道我是 Krishna 的仆人。
But how much have we realized this?
可是我们在多大程度上认识到了这一点呢？
And how much can we apply it in our own life?
而我们又在多大程度上能够把它应用到自己的生活中呢？
So the theory, the philosophy is not difficult.
因此这个理论或者哲学并不困难。
But it's difficult to apply it.
可是应用它却很困难。
Because we all know we are attached to many things.
因为我们都知道自己依附很多的东西。
We have our own little attachments. Although we like to be a devotee of Krishna and do service, we have a lot of material attachments.
尽管我们喜欢成为 Krishna 的奉献者做奉献服务，但仍然我们还有我们的许多依附。
And that...restricts our
这就限制约束了我们的奉献服务。
There's an important analogy also given in this purport.
在这个要旨之中还给出了一个很重要的比喻。
It is described here because someone may say, well, what is the good of all of this devotional service? You're just doing this for your own benefit.
有的人可能会说，你这个奉献服务有什么作用呢？你做的话只是为了你自己的好处而已。
But Prabhupada gives an example to explain that Krishna consciousness is beneficial for everyone.
但帕帕举例解释说 ，Krishna 知觉是对每一个人都有裨益的。
Who knows?
谁知道
？How can we explain? Somebody is saying, "Oh, this is only for your benefit." Chanting Hare Krishna.
如果有人说唱诵哈瑞克什呢只是为了你自己的好处，你怎么回答他呢？我们要给人家举例来说明这一点，来支持这一点。
给树根浇水。
Yeah, right. Watering the plant.
所有的枝枝叶叶都可以通过给这个根浇水而得到好处。
So Krishna is like the root.
Krishna 就像是树根。
And we're all like little leaves, part of the tree.
我们都像是树的一部分，那些小叶子一样。
So if we serve Krishna, everyone is benefited.
我们服务 Krishna, 每一个人都得到好处。
The whole world benefits.
整个世界都可以得到好处。
All living entities, not only the people.
所有的生物体不仅仅是人类。
Prabhupada has explained here the importance in devotional service that we have to also have some knowledge.
帕帕在这里解释了这个重要性，就是说做奉献服务的时候还必须要有一些知识。
And that knowledge shouldn't just be only theory.
而这个知识不仅仅是理论上的。
Somebody may not be very educated, they may not have read the books very much, but they may have more realization than another person.
Someone
may not have read the book very much, but they may have more realization.
有的人可能没有读过那么多的书，可是他们却比别人有更多的觉悟。
There are some spiritual masters in the disciplic succession who were not educated.
在使徒传习中有一些灵性导师并不是受过高深教育的
But they had realized all the conclusions of the scripture
但他们却已经觉悟了启示经典的所有结论
Service by their own activities
他们通过自己的服务通过他们自己的活动觉悟到了这些东西
So after explaining about the importance of devotional service then Krishna goes on to explain about karmakanda activities and how they're not so beneficial
在解释了奉献服务的重要性之后 Krishna 继续开始解释 Karmakanda 的这些活动而且是解释他们会带来什么样的好处第四十二第四十三节
Yaimam pushpatam vacham pravadanti avipaschita vedavadarata parta nanyadastiti vadina kamatmana swargapara janma karma palapradamKriya Vishesha Bahulam Bogaishvarya Gatim Prati
知识浅薄的人过分执着于伟大经中的美丽辞藻这些辞藻向人推荐诸如晋升天堂得到好的出生获取权柄等各种功利性活动因为他们追求感官满足生活奢华就说除了这些别无其他
So just a few verses ago in the last section Krishna had encouraged Arjuna to fightand told him that you can go to heaven.
就在几个诗节之前的上一部分之中 Krishna 还在鼓励 Arjuna 说你可以作战因为作战之后你可以上天堂
But here in this verse, Krishna is condemning the idea that you might go to heaven.
可在这个诗节之中 Krishna 却在谴责你可以上天堂的这种想法
Because Krishna has brought the teachings to a higher platform.
因为 Krishna 已经把他的教诲上升到了一个更高的层面上。
Now he's teaching about Bodhi Yoga.
现在他谈论的是 Bodhi Yoga.
Yeah, he's teaching about working without attachment to the results.
他教导的是不依附结果的去活动。
He wants to encourage Arjuna to fight for this purpose.
他想鼓励 Arjuna 为了这个目的而作战。
He doesn't want Arjuna to worry about the results of his work.
他不想让 Arjuna 担心他工作的结果。
In the verse also, Krishna mentions about Vedavadarata.
在这个世界之中 ,Krishna 还提到了
Vedavadarata.
Vedavadarata.
Means people who just only mouth the Vedas. He just speak the Vedas.
意思就是那些只是嘴上谈论伟大经的人。
So they're speaking the Vedas, but they don't know what is the real purpose of the Vedas.
他们讲的是伟大经典但他们却不知道伟大经典的目的是什么
They may be brahmanas they, are born in a good, they have a good birth in a brahmana family and they're educated in scripture
他们可能具有在 brahmana 家庭之中的好的出生而且可能还了解伟大经典
But they have no realization of the Vedas
可是他们却对伟大经典没有觉悟
They're only attached to the rituals of devotional the rituals of some activity
他们只是依附一些活动的仪式。
They want to enjoy the results like going to heaven.
他们想享受去天堂的结果。
But Krishna is condemning these people.
但 Krishna 在谴责这些人。
As he says in this way, he says they have small knowledge.
正如 Krishna 在这个世界里提到的，说他们是知识浅薄的人。
And we'll go on to the next verse, 44.
我们读接着看下一个诗节，第四十四诗节。
Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayaparita chaitasam vayavasayatmika buddhi samadona vidyate。
那些人对感官享乐和物质富裕过分执着，并被这些东西迷惑，他们不会下定决心为至尊主做奉献服务。
Interesting words in the verse are Boga and Aishwarya.
在这个世界中有两个有意思的词，那便是 Boga 和 Aishwarya.
And sometimes in the temple, they will say, "Don't eat that. That's Boga."
有的时候在庙里，他们会说，不要吃那个，那个是 Boga.
Means it's not offered to Krishna yet.
意思是还没有给 Krishna 供奉过。
There's Boga and Prasadam.
有 boga, 有 prasadam.
We don't eat the boga, we eat prasadam.
我们不吃 boga, 我们吃的是 prasadam.
So here, boga is described as being material enjoyment.
在这里 boga 就被描述为是物质的感官享乐。
Aishwarya, material opulence.
Aishwarya, 物质的富裕。
So these two things are described to be dangerous for a devotee.
这两件事物就被描述为对一个奉献者而言是非常危险的。
If we are too attached to these things, then it's difficult to be attached on our to be attached to devotional service.
如果我们依附这些东西的话，那么我们就很难依附奉献服务了。
Again, Krishna uses the word vayavasayatmika buddhi.
再一次 ，Krishna 使用了这个词 vayavasayatmika buddhi,
meaning determination to do service for Krishna.
意味着决心坚定地为 Krishna 做服务。
But if we are attached to material opulence and sense gratification, we won't have that determination.
但如果我们依附于感官享乐或者是物质的富裕的话，那么我们便不会具有那种决心。
So we have to develop a taste for devotional service.
我们应该发展起对奉献服务的品味。
Just like in the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami gives an example.
就像在教会的甘露之中 ，Rupa Goswami 举了一个例子。
He talks about chanting the holy name.
他谈到对圣名的唱诵。
He says, in the beginning, one may not have a taste for the chanting of the holy name.
他说，在一开始的时候，一个人可能对于唱诵圣名并没有品味。
And he gives an example about the person with jaundice.
他举了一个患黄疸病的人的例子。
When you have jaundice.If you eat sugar candy, it will taste bitter.
当你得了黄疸病的时候，如果吃冰糖，尝起来它的味道就是苦的。
But if you go on eating the sugar candy, as you recover from the jaundice, then you can taste the sweetness of the candy.
但如果你继续吃冰糖的话，那么当你的黄疸病好了的时候，你就可以品尝到冰糖的甜味儿。
I remember I had jaundice when I first went to India.
我还记得我第一次去印度的时候得了黄疸病。
That was 1975.
那是一九七五年。
So nobody was drinking bottles of water then.
那个时候还没有人饮用瓶装水呢。
You wanted to drink some water, you got it from a well. You take it from a hand pump or a well.
如果你想喝水的话，你就是或者从井里面打水，或者是从一个手动的水泵那儿打水。
So I had gone to India to Delhi in the summer when it was very hot.
我去印度到的是德里，而且是夏天，非常的炎热。
45-50 degrees.
45度或者50度的样子。
So hot, even the roads melt.
热的连路都融化了。
And so I was drinking the water and I got jaundice.
我喝了水，然后就得了黄疸病。
And then I went to the doctor, but the doctor said, "Don't have any medicine for jaundice."
我去看医生，但医生说呢，治黄疸病没有药。
He just told me, he said, "You can eat some, drink that sugar candy, get some sugar cane juice."
那么他就说你可以去吃冰糖喝甘蔗汁。
So in the beginning it's bitter.
在一开始的时候是苦的。
But as you get better after a couple of weeks, it tastes sweeter.
但两个星期之后，当你康复起来的时候，你就能够尝到它的甜味了。
So in the same way with devotional service, we may think that, oh, doing devotional service, there's not much sense gratification, it's not very opulent.
奉献服务也是一样，我们在做奉献服务的时候可能会想，哦，做奉献服务没有什么物质的感官满足，也没有什么物质富裕。
Here we're all sitting on the floor, crushed in the corner of a room somewhere.
在这里我们都坐在地板上，蜷在屋子的一个小角落里。
I'm sure I can enjoy myself more.
我确信我能够比你们更享受一些。
You know, but as we go on with devotional service, then we will take more pleasure in these activities.
但当我们继续做奉献服务的时候，我们便能够从这种活动之中品尝到更多的这种甜味儿。
one of the devotees in Beijing, his wife started to chant, and she said that when she first saw her husband chant, she thought that was just a big burden.
在这里呢，北京有一个奉献者，他的妻子现在也开始唱诵了，但他的妻子说，一开始看到他丈夫唱诵的时候，他感觉到这是一个很大的负担。
He was telling his wife, "I've taken initiation. I have to chant 16 rounds every day."
他告诉他的妻子说，我现在已经启迪了，每天要唱诵16圈。
You know, and his wife was thinking, "Why are you doing this? This is so such a heavy burden on you every day."
他的妻子就想，哎呦，你干嘛要做这样的事情呢？这对你而言，这是一个沉重的负担呢。
But then she also got interested in Krishna consciousness and started to chant, and then she found that actually it's such a nice thing.
但然后呢，她也开始对 Krishna 知觉感兴趣一点，也开始唱诵，她就发现这是一个非常好的事情。
And she started to also take pleasure in the chant.
她也开始在唱诵之中得到乐趣了。
And found that it is really very sweet.
并且发现这是非常甜美的。
Just like, Rupa Goswami describes about the power of the holy name.
就像是 Rupa Goswami 所描述的圣名的力量。
He says that when he chants, he wishes he had thousands of tongues to chant.
他说到，当他唱诵的时候，他希望有成千上万条舌头。
And when the holy name enters his ear, he wishes he had thousands of ears to hear the holy name.
当圣名进入他的耳朵的时候，他希望他能够有成千上万的耳朵来聆听圣名。
And when the holy name enters his heart, then it conquers all the desires of the mind.
而当圣名进入他的内心的时候，他就可以征服所有的心意的所求。
We have to try to be on guard against this thing, this attachment to material opulence and sense gratification.
我们必须要警惕这些事情，那就是物质的富裕以及感官享乐。
Because they will just disturb, they will take away our determination to do real devotional service.
因为他们只会打扰我们，打消我们做奉献服务的决心。
In the material world, somebody has a job, or when you're young, your child is maybe going to school, you'll tell your son, work hard at school, get good grades, then when you grow up, you'll get a good job.
在物质世界里，每人都有一份工作，比如说当你的儿子，当你的孩子去上学的时候，你就告诉他们要好好学习，这样就可以得到好的分数，将来可以找到好工作。
So the Vedas are a bit like that.
伟达经也像那样。
You know, people who are following the different injunctions of the Vedas, like these brahmanas,
那么像这些 Brahmana 一样追随伟大经典不同训示的人们
They're doing different Vedic rituals to get to enjoy the results of these rituals that they will enjoy opulence in the next birth
他们举行不同的仪式这样就便可以得到举行这些仪式的好处在下一世的时候享受很多的富裕
But a devotee should be intelligent to understand that these things are also just temporary
但一个奉献者应该非常的有智慧认识到这些东西都是短暂的
We have to be fixed on Krishna
我们应该专注在 Krishna 身上
We can't get attracted or distracted by the opulence of the material world
我们不要受到那些物质世界的富裕的吸引或者是被那些物质世界的富裕所分心
Yeah, a devotee, you know, as devotees we shouldn't get too absorbed in looking at the material world and thinking about enjoying it
作为奉献者，我们不应该过分沉迷于看着这个物质世界，然后想着可以想着去享受它。
One time, Prabhupada was on a morning walk with the devotees, and one young devotee said to Prabhupada, "Oh, Prabhupada, look at the sunrise, isn't it beautiful?"
有一次，帕帕和奉献者一起做清晨散步，一个奉献者就跟帕帕说，哦，帕帕，看这个清晨太阳的日出，这不美丽吗？
Prabhupada said, "If you still want to enjoy the material world, you will have to come back again in your next life."
帕帕说如果你还想享受物质世界的话那你下一世还要再回来
have to be careful about how we look at this world
所以在我们看这个世界的时候我们如何看的这个态度应该非常小心
we have to have that faith that by acting in Krishna consciousness then we will get the perfection of life
我们还应该具备这样的信心那便是在 Krishna 知觉中活动我们便可以在此生中得到完美
We'll go on, text 45.
我们继续读第四十五诗节。
Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nice Trigunya Pavarjuna, Nirvanvo Nitya Sattvasto, Nir Yoga Shema Atmavam.
伟达经主要讨论的是物质自然的三种形态。而朱呢呀，你应当超越这三种形态，稳处自我之中，摆脱一切二元性的束缚，不为利益和安全而焦虑不安。
So, one of the reasons why Arjuna didn't want to fight.Was he was worried about who would do the Vedic rituals?
阿朱呢不想作战的理由之一便是谁会去做那些伟大的仪式呢
who would keep up all the family traditions
谁会保持那些家庭的传统呢
But here Krishna is saying that's not important you have to rise above this
在这里 Krishna 却说呢那不是重要那并不重要你应该超越这些东西、
yeah. The Vedas are describing only about the three modes of nature
伟大经描述的仅仅是物质自然三形态
In the Brahma Samhita also, it is said, Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Very difficult to know Krishna from the Vedas.
在 Brahma Samhita 之中也提到从伟大经典中是很难了解 Krishna 的。
Because the Vedas stress so much on Karmakanda activities.
因为伟大经特别强调了 Karmakanda 的活动。
Enjoying how to enjoy the results of our work.
如何享受我们活动、我们工作的结果。
But the idea of these karmakanda activities is that it will bring us to higher things.
但其实这些 karmakanda 活动的这些想法是为了让我们达到更高的层面。
Srila Prabhupada mentions how the Upanishads are also part of the Vedas, and they are the beginning of transcendence.
Srila Prabhupada 提到奥义书就是 Upanishad 如何是伟大经的一部分，而它们是超然性的开始。
If people in the beginning they may have do karmakanda activities, but there we hope that they will move on to higher.
人们在一开始的时候可能非常依附这些 karmakanda 的活动，但之后呢，他们就可以提升到更高的层面去。
So again, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna rise above the dualities.
Krishna 再一次鼓励 Arjuna 超越二重性。
Don't just be attached to the results of your work.
不要依附于你工作的结果。
Don't be disturbed by the results also.
而且也不要受到结果的打扰。
Be fixed in the self.
要专注于自我之中。
Knowing that the self, ourself, is a part of Krishna, we're meant to serve Krishna.
要了解到自我是 Krishna 的一部分，我们自我呢就意味着去服务 Krishna。